God. Sister Melita talked about his presence being in her home today in her private devotion. Amen. I believe that Brother Jackson had the presence of the Lord there with him, keeping him safe in his car. Right? Hallelujah. Watching over us. Hallelujah. Thank God for his presence. Praise the Lord. We're going to look at the book of Haggai tonight. Book of Haggai, chapter 1. And read to you a few verses here if you can turn with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. Don't forget Friday night, 6:30. Big celebration going on. Yes, it is. Amen. We got the Brother Don and Sister Brenda Miller be celebrating 50 years of marriage. Amen. And we need to come help celebrate that momentous day. And praise God. It's going to be fish fry and just all kind. I believe the festivities start in the sanctuary. Is that right, Brother Miller? Start in here, renew some vows, then we're heading to the back for the fish. Okay? Amen. We can make it brief, get to the fish. Amen. 6:30. 6:30 is the time. Come out, be here to help the Millers celebrate 50 years. Wow. That's great, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you got your Bibles, man, the book of Haggai, chapter 1. Verse 13, just one verse. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Man. Now, some people have a way with words. But you know, come on. This is God's message to the people. And he says, I am with you. Well, we was really looking for something a little bit more lengthy. We was looking, really, Lord, we was hoping that the message would be a little more detailed. I mean, come on, we went to all the trouble to get a messenger. And Lord, 4 one-syllable words. That's all it is. It's 4 one-syllable words. I am with you. I am with you. You know, I mean, we're expecting some kind of a great declaration for the man of God to step out, right? Pull out a big parchment, start reading, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Thus saith the Lord, I am with you. Have a good day. That was the message. I am with you. I am with you. Amen. If you went, you know, how many would like to have that for a preacher? Amen. The preacher, just get up there and say, I am with you. The Lord said, I am with you. Let's come pray. Man, I'll tell you what, probably be the most sought after preacher, right? Be very sought after preacher. I am with you. That's the whole message that the Lord had to give. But my, what a message it was for the Lord to say, I am with you. I am with you. Amen. The Lord declaring to the people of Israel, I've not forgotten you. I've never left you. I've not forsaken you. I am with you. I am with you. Wow, what a wonderful, glorious message that the Lord, amen, shared with them that day. What more can they ask for? What more could they desire than to know that the Lord is with them? Amen. No matter what they're going through, no matter where they were at, the Lord said, I am with you. I am with you. Well, Lord, we're getting ready to go through a dark, deep, dark trial, and we're feeling kind of alone and by ourselves, Lord. And the Lord sends this message that says, I am with you. Hallelujah. But Lord, we're getting ready to face something in our life, Lord. Amen. We're going through something. Now, Lord, what message do you have for me? I am with you. I'm with you. Lord, I'm looking for answers. I'm looking for answers to the troubles of my life. Now, Lord, what is the message that you have for me? I am with you. I am with you. Amen. Remember when you were dating back? I'm talking to the older people here now. Young people, forget it. And remember when you was dating and you had to write love notes? See what I mean? They don't have no idea. Nowadays, kids have no idea what it is to write a letter. Right? Nothing that consists more than, what, 45 characters that can fit in a text message? That's about it. Okay? But if you would have went to the trouble, write a letter, and all it said was four one-syllable words. Yeah, I will see you. And put it in an envelope and put it, back in the day, put that 22-cent stamp on it. Remember those days? Yeah. Put that stamp on it, drop it in the mail. Man, the love of your life picks it up and it says, I'll see you. What? That's the best you got? I'll see you. I'm needing a little something more here. I'm needing a little something more. Amen. Praise God. But when we read the Bible, you know, that phrase, it's the Lord saying, I am with you. He didn't just tell it to the people of Israel, but he shared it throughout the scripture. He continuously shared that message. I am with you. Whether it was Abraham, I am with you. Isaac, he said, I am with you. Jacob, I am with you. Joseph, I am with you. Praise the Lord. Moses, I am with you. Gideon, I am with you. Amen. The message, resounding message, I am with you. Amen. Throughout the scripture, the message remains the same. Amen. The Lord wants you to know that he is never leaving, never forsaking. Amen. But he is with you. He is with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. No matter who you are, amen, in the journey of your life, amen, God is with you. Abraham was leaving all that he ever had known, his leaving family, his leaving his hometown. He was going on an adventure where he did not even know where his destination was. He was on a, he was leaving, forsaking it all, packing up everything, pulling up all of his roots and moving down the road. And the Lord, all the message the Lord gives him is, I am with you. I am with you. Amen. No matter what uncertainty you may be facing today. Amen. The Lord's message is the same for you. I am with you. Amen. We don't know where tomorrow will lead, but we do know this. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Amen. People look around and say, where's God? Where's God? I don't see God anywhere. Where's he at? I don't see him in my life. I don't see the handiwork of God. Where's God? Amen. I can tell you this. God is with you. God is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. He hasn't left you. He has not forsaken you. But the message is, I am with you. Amen. Isaac, amen, he had an enemy that was opposed to him. And every time he tried to dig a well, the enemy would stop up the well. Amen. The Lord, I mean, he was, everything he did, trying to get ahead. And the enemy facing that opposition that was so far against him. And the message that the Lord gave him was, I am with you. I am with you. Let me tell you, you may be facing opposition tonight. You may have something, you may be facing some opposition in your life, but the Lord's message is still the same. I am with you. I am with you. Praise God. Jacob, he's been pushed out of his home. He's all alone. He's by himself. Man, he's out in the middle of the wilderness with nobody with him. He is all alone. He is all alone. He did not even have fleas or anything. He was all alone. He was all by himself. He was all alone. And he lays down his head at night, amen, and goes off to sleep, and in a dream, God begins to speak to him. Amen, the heavens are opened, angels ascending and descending, amen, up, coming up and down, and guess what? Amen, the Lord speaks to him and gives him this message. I am with you. Hallelujah. I am with you. Amen, I'm sure Jacob looked around. Lord, I don't see you anywhere. I don't see any sign of you, but the message is, I am with you. Amen, no matter where you're at right now, God is with you. You may feel like you're all alone and nobody's standing with you, but the Lord says, I am with you. I am with you. Praise God. I am with you. I am with you. Praise God. And we can go on. We can talk about Joseph. Amen. The message was, I am with you. I'm with you, Joseph. In the pit. When you were through in the pit, Joseph, I am with you. When you were in the darkness of a prison, Joseph, I am with you. Hallelujah. I know the Lord was with him in Potiphar's house. I know the Lord was with him when he made it to the palace. But remember this, the Lord was with him in the pit, and the Lord was with him in the prison. Amen. No matter what stage of his life he was in, the message was the same. I am with you. I am with you. Amen. No matter, you may have to go through some trials in life, but the Lord says, I am with you. I am with you. Hallelujah. Gideon, facing a massive army that had stolen and robbed and taken everything of value from them. Now listen, sometimes the enemy loves to come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, don't he? That's what the enemy has come to do. And he comes to steal everything that's good in your life. He comes to try to steal everything, amen, that is positive and favorable in your life. But remember this, God is with you. God is with you. Amen. Gideon, amen, he's hiding back, you know, hiding there, threshing his wheat, you know. He's hiding. He's hiding because he's scared that they're going to come and take all of his, you know, harvest away from him. And the Lord speaks to him and says, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. Here he was hiding. He was scared. And the Lord calls him, thou mighty man of valor. Amen. I am with you. Gideon, when you have 300 men and you're facing an army that's like the sands of the sea, remember this, I am with you. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, remember that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. The Lord is with you. Amen. When it seems like you're outnumbered, when it seems like everything is being taken from you, remember this, they cannot take the Lord from you. Amen. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Amen. The message of Haggai, the message is, I am with you. I am with you. What a wonderful message that we can have for every one of us. It says, I am with you. You say, but wait a minute, that's Old Testament. Amen, those guys are dead and gone. Amen, that's been hundreds and thousands of years ago. And you're going to try to tell me the message is still the same? Yes, it is. Amen. Amen, because Jesus was born. And remember Bethlehem? Remember what his name is? His name was Emmanuel. His name was Emmanuel. Yeah, we celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. The birth of Jesus. Emmanuel. What's that word Emmanuel mean? God with us. Amen. The message throughout the Bible is, amen, that I am with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus came. Amen. And God told us his name is Emmanuel. God with us. Hallelujah. Amen. God is with you today, right now. Amen. God is in this place. God is in your home. God lives in your heart. Amen. He is with you. He is with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You say, but wait a minute. Jesus ascended into heaven. He's no longer here. But Jesus said, I would not leave you comfortless. Hallelujah. You know why? He would have said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you all alone. I'm not going to leave you out here by yourself. Amen. But I'll pray to the Father and he will send you a comforter. Amen. The Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit that is with us. Amen. God is with you today. God is with you. Remember, amen, that God is with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somewhere on a mission field today, man, there's been a young person probably that's heard the message of the gospel at the very risk of their own life. God is with you. God is with them. Amen. Somewhere there's probably a missionary that's endangered their life to preach that message of the gospel somewhere. Amen. But the message the Lord would give them is, I am with you. There may be some Christian today somewhere in the world being persecuted because of what they believe and persecuted simply because they believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. But the message that the Lord Jesus would share with them is this: I am with you. I am with you. Amen. All the way to the end of the earth, I am with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I am with you. Hallelujah. Amen. And to the person that follows the calling of the Lord, amen, and leaves family and friends and pulls up all of their belongings and packs up everything that they own, amen, loads it into an airplane or a boat or a train or whatever their mode of transportation might be, amen, and go into a foreign field to reach the lost for God, amen, the message is, I am with you. I am with you. Amen. No matter if you may be going to a heathen that don't even know who Jesus is. Amen. Jesus says, I am with you. Amen. You may be going behind prison walls. Amen. Where they don't allow anybody to come in. And they would never let the message of the gospel come in. They would never let a Bible enter in. But you walk in and God says, I am with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am with you. Just a simple four-word, one-syllable word message. I am with you. I am with you. And you're faced with sickness in your body today. Amen. The message for you today is this. I am with you. I am with you. When your body is feeling so much pain, the message is, I am with you. Hallelujah. Brother Tony, the Lord is with you. Amen. The Lord is with you. Hallelujah. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Hallelujah. The one that's facing going into a situation, amen, you're uncertain of what the outcome may be. Amen. Remember this. The message is, I am with you. I am with you. You may not know what the outcome is, but you know this, I am with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be facing things in your family that you don't know how you're ever going to solve. Amen, but the message is still the same. I am with you. Hallelujah. Amen, you may be close to death. We never know. We never know. The message that the Lord gives every one of us, I am. Brother David, how can someone know that he is with them? How can we know this? How can we know this? It's not like he's a visible companion that we see beside us. How can we know this? Man, his word tells us, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll go with you to the end of the earth. Amen. God's with you. Let me tell you, I can tell you of this as well. Amen. To those that have went through the trial, amen, he was with them. Ask three Hebrew children that was thrown into a fiery furnace. Amen. The king said, did we not cast three men? Who is this fourth man that is walking around in the fire? that who resembles and like unto the Son of Man. Hallelujah. You know why, who it was? Amen. The Lord was with them. The Lord was with them, even in the fire, even in the flame. Amen. I am with you. I am with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You've heard the stories, many stories of those that have been approached by a gunman. And but because someone was with them, they turned and fled. They didn't see anybody, but the gunman saw somebody. Guess what? It was the Lord that was with them. The Lord is, I believe the Lord goes with us. He's with you tonight. Would you stand with me, if you would? Hallelujah. I am with you. I am with you. Lord, sometimes I have, Lord, sometimes I go through so much. How do I know? Amen. You know, one of the greatest things about the Lord is you can feel his presence in your heart. You can feel his presence.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You ever had your back to somebody when they walked in the room, but you felt somebody's presence come? You felt their presence. You turned and they was there. Kind of scary, right? Kind of scary thing. But you can feel the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
And you can know, and you can know that he is with you.
Yes, you can.
And amen. We could take time and hear testimonies of ones that's in this church sitting right here in this place.
Right.
Maybe a time when they was in the hospital room and an angel or the presence of God came into the room.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. Letting them know, I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with you. Maybe it was through the darkest hour of their life when they were suffering from such horrible grief. But the presence of the Lord came into the room. Amen. And they knew God was with them. God was with them. Hallelujah. I don't know the family that Sister April requested prayer for tonight that lost a loved one in a car accident or accident, however it happened. I don't know the details of this, but I do know this. Amen. That God is with them. God is with me. Hallelujah. God is with me. Through the trauma of your life, through the heartache of your life, through the grief of your life, man, God is with you.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes and we'll lift our hands. Let's thank God for his presence tonight. Thank you, Jesus, that you're here right now. Thank you, Lord God, you're here right now, Lord Jesus. God, I pray, let someone feel your presence. Let somebody know, Lord God, that you are here in this place. And God, that you are present right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, he's as close as the mention.
Of his name.
Hallelujah.
Just to breathe the name of Jesus can turn everything around.
Hallelujah.
He's as close as the mention of his name. Close. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wonder tonight if, amen, if you're here tonight. Amen, you're facing something in your life tonight. You just need to know the Lord is with you. You need to hear that message one more time in your heart. You need to feel His presence. You need to feel that assurance in your life. Amen. Maybe you don't know the Lord God at all. Maybe you've never even prayed. Ask the Lord into your heart. Amen. And you don't know, could God be with me? Could God be with me today? Amen. I believe the answer is yes. Amen. We're going to open the altar up for those, amen, that need, feel like you just need God to assure you of His presence in your life tonight. Amen. Would you step out and would you come? Amen. Let the church have an opportunity to pray with you tonight. Amen. You just need to know, Lord God, you're going to go with me. Lord, you are with me, Lord Jesus. Regardless of what I face, regardless of what I go through, Lord, God, I know that you're with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sing it one more time, Sister Ruth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, would you come tonight? Amen. Let's come. Let's pray with one another tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes.
just to breathe the name of Jesus turns everything around. He's as close as the mention of his name.
Oh, he's as close as the mention of his name. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
He's as close as the mention of his name.
Soul.
Oh, just whisper, Jesus. I need you.